On today's insights, what topics should you be talking about on your blog? How should you manage your brand accounts on social media during the COVID-19 pandemic? We chat about the importance of over-communicating. Why is now the perfect time to, well, just be there for your candidates? Insights is brought to you by Haley Marketing. Right now, we're offering two great deals. First, Google Mastery, where we'll get you to the top of search results and on more than 2 million websites in Google's advertising network. Second, social visibility. That includes custom blog writing, our award-winning Social Pro service, and reputation management service. Plus, free videos and free monthly social media training for your staff. To learn more, you can give us a call at 888-696-2900. This is Insights.
Welcome to Insights, tips and best practices from the insiders at Haley Marketing. Insights will provide you with the tools you need to master your social media, digital marketing, and employer branding. Your hosts for Insights are Brad Biley and Matt Lozar.
What's up? This is Brad Biley, and welcome back to another episode of Insights, the podcast built to help you with your recruitment and digital marketing. As always, I'm joined by Haley Marketing's Director of Recruitment Marketing, Matt Lozar. Matt, quarantine day, who knows? You know, how are we holding up over there, buddy?
We're doing good, Brad. This is our maiden voyage into a remote setup for the podcast. We've been off-site before, but we're trying something new, and we are excited to have Insights back in the fold for everyone in their podcast player.
You know, quarantine life is going well for me. My hair is way too long. I'm like a every week and a half type of guy with a haircut. We're rolling on like 3-4 weeks, and I'm to the point where I might just shave it off. We'll figure that out. We'll cross that bridge when we need to. But you know, things are good on my end. You know, morale is high, and I'm excited to share a couple topics here and have a good conversation with you. And you know, not to give Zoom the free plug, but shout out to Zoom for letting us connect like this and record the episode. So, ready to get to the show?
Ready to go.
All right, man, let's do it. What topics should you be talking about on your blog as we navigate COVID-19? You know, Matt, as we think about content marketing, we think about really providing the best answer to the questions that your target audience might have. We want to think through how we should pivot that content strategy and how we should pivot a content marketing approach when things like this come up. You know, we hope that these don't happen ever again. But amid a pandemic, what should staffing firms be posting on their blog? Matt, let's start with you.
It feels like two separate content strategies almost, with the one being the short term of a pandemic affecting, you know, local, regionally, nationally, internationally. And then also, when is the right time to pivot into essentially the economic, you know, recession, if we wanted to get that word topic. So right now, I think if we focus on that pandemic part of the content, you know, really it's a phrase that Brad has said a long time before, you know, this new world we live in right now. But, you know, how can I help? You know, how can I help clients? How can I help candidates?
It's really what it comes down to. When we think about content marketing at its core, you're thinking through how you can provide the best answer to a question that you're seeing time after time. If we want to think through content marketing for a pandemic, it's thinking through, okay, the clients that I interact with, the candidates that I interact with, what is their biggest challenge right now? And how can I help? How can I add value to that reader? How can I add value to their day-to-day? And most importantly, how can I then funnel them to my services? You know, if we're thinking through the funnel of content marketing, Matt, we're thinking through getting people to read great content, then there's the what now. So if we're thinking through where you should get started, what you should be talking about on your blog, for me, I would get started with company updates. You know, think through how you can put together a systematic update every other day, every couple of days. Maybe it's even every Friday. What happened in your company that week? What do you plan on doing next week? And most importantly, how can you add value to the candidates and clients that you come into contact with on a daily basis? Matt, anything you want to add there?
No, I think it's becoming a resource and just further strengthening that relationship with your audience. You don't have to become a disease expert on social distancing, but you can talk about how it's impacting your team or how it's impacting your clients or what your company and team is doing to work through this situation in a new virtual remote world, if you can do that, or for people that are essential and still going to work, or if, those states are still open, what can you do to really show that safety side, anything that connects with that audience to show it from your personal angle? And that's the content you can really stand out on. Yes, you could be a resource on some national content just to share, but from your local staffing agency's perspective, what's going on there? What's your team doing to really continue to keep business going to help everyone?
You summed it up great there, Matt. And just the last point that I wanted to make is if you're talking to potential prospects or talking to potential clients, it's thinking through how you can partner with those individuals and how you can be of value and of service to them. Maybe they don't have a high hiring demand right now, but now is the perfect time to stay in front of those individuals so that when they do have a high hiring demand, they know to call you instead of your local competition. You want to market through these situations so that when there is that rebound, potential prospects, potential clients know to pick up the phone and give you a call instead of looking for somebody else.
Staffing's first one down and hopefully first one up. And I was actually on a client call last week and he said, you want to be the first company people think of when this flips. And it's a great quote and it's the perfect mindset to have to play the right amount of offense, to play the right amount of defense. So your company can capitalize when this rebounds, if it's slow or if it's quick, you're ready to have those job orders and have your candidate pipeline still full to continue to help your clients and help your candidates and get back to making money.
Matt, let's pivot to social reach. So we're doing the show a little different. We're over Zoom, so we don't have our typical stingers here. But on social reach, we typically talk about social media and social recruiting best practices. So today on Insights, we're going to talk about how you should manage your brand accounts on social media during the COVID-19 pandemic. I put together a great blog resource for the Ask Haley blog. We'll put a link to that in the show notes for you to read. It's a 2,000-word game plan on how to manage your social media at this time. Matt, on social reach, I want to break down a couple of those key points and share those with our listeners. The first thing for me when we think about managing a brand account on social media during this pandemic is being mindful of the reader, and it's listening first and talking second. If you think through social media usage, I saw a stat the other day, and I think I shared it with you, Matt, that said something like 50% growth for Twitter in the past week or two compared to the prior week or two. Social users are flocking to social media. One, they have more time, they're home. Two, they want to get their news, they want to know what's going on. We need to be mindful of the reader and we need to listen first and talk second. We need to understand that people are nervous, they're concerned, they're not sure how this is going to play out. We don't want to just overly promote our organization, we don't want to overly sell, but we want to listen to what's going on in our social ecosystem and join that conversation. Matt?
Yeah, Brad's blog is an awesome resource. And this is the first, kind of point he has in there for screen time is up. And we're spending more time trying to get information and being able to really find out what your audience, their concerns are, what information they need. It's a very common theme when we were preparing for the show, I think, in our three segments today of, really how can you help your readers, your audience, everyone out there to listen to what they need and then help them with that in whatever way it is. If it's a social media post, if it's a messenger post, if it's a LinkedIn email, whatever you can do, get that information to them, the information that they need and crave to help them through this time.
Yeah. And from there, Matt, I think it's about being human and humanizing your brand. It's sharing letters from your CEO. It's updating your followers of company news. It's telling people that you're still open for business. If you have new remote policies in place, if you have new interview policies in place, whether that's using Zoom or FaceTime, it's telling candidates and telling prospects that one, you're still open for business. You're still wanting to help the local community. And here's how you can do that. So if you have new process updates, new changes to your organization flow, to your workflow, to your screening process, it's being mindful of that. You know, and then as we continue through, Matt, it's thinking through how you can double down on job advertisements. And this is really your area of expertise. If we're thinking about recruiting great candidates through this situation, I think you need to be more mindful of how that job advertisement is crafted. If you have great opportunities that you can put people to work in, you need to make sure that you're selling that job. You want to make sure that you're selling the role and you're getting the right people for that job. Matt, anything that you want to share on those job advertisements during this pandemic?
Yeah, it was going to touch on this a little bit more in segment three, but we can hit on it here. I think share the information that people want. It kind of builds off Brad's first point of listen first, talk second. It's, you know, for some jobs, how does the remote option work? Is it possible? What if it's a warehouse? What are they doing to keep the facility safe, your workers safe? What happens if someone gets, you know, does have to go in quarantine or gets sick, or one of their coworkers gets sick? What happens if the facility has to close? You know, maybe have a link to your FAQs in the job post. Those are information you can't just settle on the basics you have right now. You know, answer those questions people want and make it front and center to get that information easily to them when they're looking for jobs. Because unemployment spiked this week to the highest level we've ever seen. So more people are going to be looking for jobs. Make sure you get that top talent that you want to bring them to your organization and onto your team and to your payroll.
Yeah, I just want to add one more area here, Matt. If we get really tactical and think through social media, go live for an Ask Me Anything. You know, go live on your Facebook page, on your company Facebook page. Tell candidates, tell clients, prospects that you're going to be doing this, and use that as a 30-minute, 45-minute window where any individual can ask you questions. You know, use that as a resource. And we see that, you know, we were talking last night, Matt, while we're recording this, you know, Dave Matthews was live on the Verizon Twitter feed. And obviously I was watching because I'm a huge Dave Matthews fan, but every band and artist, it looks like right now, is going live on those feeds because they want individuals to remember who they are. They want to add a little bit of calm to the situation, but there's no reason that your staffing firm can't do the same thing. You know, go live, answer questions, talk to individuals, be human and humanize that brand.
We're doing it right now. We're following your advice, Brad. We're actually the first time we've done a live podcast where people could join in to listen live or to ask questions. And, you know, video is obviously big, and those live streams, if it's in staffing or even just look outside the staffing employment industry with zoos going live and these concerts and, you know, an author from, you know, Mo Willems from the Kennedy Center doing a daily doodle. And you can tell I have a 6-year-old daughter and trying to find live content for her, but it's connecting with that audience in that further way, because yes, text is great. You know, links are great, but with the amount of video we're consuming, we need to see someone and just connect with them on a little bit different level. It's different than a phone call. It's a video call. It's a video live stream to get that human interaction. And it's not just social distancing. You know, that was a term that got picked up quickly. It's that physical distancing that we're focusing on. So keep that social interaction with the people that need it, who are your audience right now.
All right, Matt, let's move to Seen and Heard in segment three of the Insights podcast. Why is now the perfect time to, well, just be there for your candidates? This was a topic that you had sent my way earlier this week and something that you wanted to talk about specifically on the show. So I'm gonna pass this to you, Matt. Why is now the perfect time to be there for your candidates? Why should staffing firms be doubling down on the time they spend just, well, reaching out to candidates?
Right now, that's what people need. It's what is important. And you might not have open jobs for them right now, but you want to keep them in your pipeline. It's maybe they are still out on assignment and you want to just reassure them you're there for them. You're making sure the facilities you work at, they work at, are safe. It's answering all those common questions you have. You know, think about the questions they have and communicate them in whatever way possible. If your team has to get on the phone, if it's finding a way to text with them, if it's an email conversation, if it's sending a link to common questions they could have about, you know, what happens if the staffing agency has to close because it's, you know, has to go, it's deemed non-essential, or what happens with unemployment? How can they claim it? How does all of those different processes work? Because with the amount of hourly workers and temporary workers that, you know, do live, you know, probably almost paycheck to paycheck, that's their big concern right now is one, health, but also two, paying their daily bills of food and rent or a mortgage, you know, maybe medicine. And how can you make sure they have that income in whatever way possible, if it is from your company, if it's trying to find them a new job, or if it's through unemployment? And that's where, you know, right now, that's where recruitment marketing is, because you need to keep that connection with your candidates, because it is going to flip to where they are more jobs open, and they'll remember you during that time. You know, they'll remember what you did for them during this time when you have an open job order for them.
Matt, people remember what you do for them and what you have done for them in the past. You know, as you're talking here, I had this thought in my head of, there's a local cleaner here in outside of Buffalo, New York, that when one of my uncles passed away, they overnighted a suit cleaning for me. You know, I dropped it off at, I think, 4 p.m. and it was ready by 7 a.m. because I needed it the next day. You know, I, as long as that organization stays open and their doors stay open, I will never go to another dry cleaner because of how they treated me in that situation. We think through what you just said to us and what you shared with us. Now is the perfect time to just reach out to candidates and see how they're doing. Be human, humanize that brand, and understand that even though, like Matt said, you might not have the perfect opportunity for them right now, you're growing that relationship. You're being human. You're understanding that when the time comes, when Brad Biley is looking for his next opportunity, you were the staffing firm, you were the recruiter that reached out and stayed top of mind during a challenging situation. Matt, I love that idea. And hopefully the analogy and the story there is in line with where you were going with it.
It's a great story, because what we're doing is one of the four pillars we profess here at Haley Marketing and for recruitment marketing. And what the pillar, is employee branding. That's what's going to really be important in the short term and in the long term. You have to build that brand. It's so important right now because you're making that connection. The story Brad told about the dry cleaning and how they made that connection with him. How can you do that for your clients? What can you do to build that relationship in their time of need? Because, you know, unprecedented is the most used word right now, which it is. And it's hopefully a situation we're living in that never happens again, or not for decades or centuries. It's what did you do for them in this time of need to get them through? And anything you can do with your hiring process, you know, your job descriptions, with unemployment, with maybe trying to find them a job in a different facility, or reskilling them from, you know, a call center to something else, a different job order you have. What can you do just to keep them gainfully employed or have income for them somehow? Build that trust, nurture that relationship, and keep your brand in their, you know, in their mindset, essentially, so that you're there for them.
Matt, I got nothing to add there, buddy. That was a great take. We were joking ahead of this recording saying that if you were going to have a bad take because we're doing this live, I would let you know. I think I got to flip that on you and let you know that was a good take, and I don't really have much to add there. I think being human, you humanize your brand, and you summarized it for us perfectly.
More live shows. That's what that tells me.
Absolutely. So as we look at closing out this episode of Insights, we want to thank you if you joined us live. We want to thank you, the listener, for sticking with us through this situation as Matt and I pivot the show to a remote recording through Zoom. We hope the audio quality was good enough for you. Hoping to be back in the Haley Marketing studio shortly, but for now, this is how we're going to stick. Stay on the line here for a second, see if anybody watching live does have a question via the chat window or through audio. I do have everybody muted, so you would have to use the chat window if you do have a question. But if not, Matt, we can just kind of wrap up the show here. And I want to thank you for taking some time to hop on today and record the episode with me. It's been a really good one.
No, happy to jump on. The only question I have is, we always talk about, Brad, are we one day closer to golf season, which is still factually true, but did that date get pushed out?
And there was a good question that came in the chat window too here, Matt, but I think we are one day closer to golf season. You know it. You saw it. I sent you the Snapchat. I ordered golf shoes the other night. I was bored on my couch. Nike had a 25% deal. They're incredible. I wore them around my house for like an hour yesterday. We did have a question come in about Facebook, and with Facebook growing in audience and social usage increasing, is there anything people can do through Facebook Messenger? Facebook's growing exponentially, so how can staffing firms double down on Messenger? Matt, I think this question is a great one, and it's in line with really what we're getting at with the show is being human. You know, we don't want Facebook Messenger to be an inbox or a graveyard of leads, right? We want to make sure that we're reaching out to every single individual that messages us on Facebook. We want to make sure that we're using Facebook strategically to have those conversations. Maybe the call to action during this time isn't to call your office directly if people have questions or to read every single blog that you're posting. Maybe the call to action is, hey, if you have a question, shoot us a message. We're actively monitoring this and we will respond. Matt, there was another thing actually, and it gets us away a little bit from Facebook, but it's on Twitter. I saw a post yesterday on Twitter from Andrew Yang, and he said, imagine looking for a job in this mess right now. It's ridiculous. That post, that tweet has almost 6,000 retweets, 70,000 likes. And when I looked at it, 1,700 comments. Can you imagine if a staffing firm hopped in there and just became part of the conversation and joined in the conversation of, yeah, it is really tough to find a job right now, but hey, guess who can help? Guess who's your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man who's here to help you out? I retweeted it. I thought about it. I'm scrolling through there and it's everybody just kind of chirping each other and getting political. I get it. But what if a staffing firm owner just got in there and spent an hour answering those questions? Go ahead, Matt.
We've spent too much time together because when you brought up that tweet, the first thing I thought of was how can you steal that traffic? And adding value is the perfect way. Think about it, goes back to a lot of the basic premises and tenets of what we said. It's your audience and sharing the content they want. How can you add value? Andrew Yang, you know, the former presidential candidate, created an audience for you. It's the content you can add value for. Spend 30 minutes engaging with people. And it doesn't have to be asking about business. You could be based in Atlanta, Georgia, engaging with someone in Sacramento, California. But you're just doing you're providing helpful tips to the people that are struggling to look for jobs. Because as someone who looks at job board traffic with our clients every day, it hasn't gone down. People are going to be looking for jobs because unemployment is down or up, excuse me. So, you know, what can you do to make it easier for people? In Brad's pandemic blog post about social media, he talks about reaching inbox zero as a challenge. You know, we do that with our email inbox. What can you do with your Facebook Messenger inbox or your Twitter direct messages, maybe LinkedIn emails? What can you do to continue to be a human and talk to someone and not just ignore them because they send a message and you think they don't expect a response quickly? Engage with them when their attention is there and provide value and help.
Yeah, I'm thinking back to the tweet and I'm thinking back through Messenger in general. It's being human, Matt. It's thinking through your audience is in a very specific location, right? And that's what you're getting at is, you know, there's this audience that Andrew Yang created for everybody. For every staffing firm, a free audience was generated, right? You need to go where your audience is active and listening. You know, if you're shouting about your services in the middle of the woods, no one's there to listen. No one cares. you have 1,700 people talking about, yeah, it is really tough to find a job right now. And I didn't see a single staffing firm in those comments saying something or joining that conversation. And it's just being mindful of that. It's being human, and it's humanizing the brand. That's our show. And thank you for listening to another episode of Insights. If you found this episode valuable, we would love to know. You can message Matt or Brad on LinkedIn to share your thoughts. Have a question for us? You could tweet us at Haley Marketing and let us know what you're thinking, or email info@haleymarketing.com. And of course, if you need a hand with your marketing or recruitment marketing initiatives, we would love to help. You could check out haleymarketing.com to get in touch with our team of marketing educators. For my podcast partner, Matt Lozar, this is Brad Biley. We'll see you next time.